Golfers on Golf at the Willow Hill Dome with Kent Kniebelkamp. And Kent, this has been, I'm sure, an interesting project for you, not just the golf dome, but your golf course that's here. More planned improvements to Willow Hill, but at least for the winter season, you've got golf going up here in the North Shore with perhaps the largest golf dome Chicago's ever seen.
It might be the largest golf dome. We have 160 yards of carry. We'll have 25 stations when we get up and running full speed ahead. And yeah, people love it so far. The season really starts for us at the end of the year. And I mean, it's 60 degrees today, so people are still outside playing. We got people up on the course today. So yeah, it's wonderful. Great public reception so far. We have targets out there. We're going to put targets at the end with our sponsors' names on them. Should be a wonderful place. And when we get our entry building done out front, we'll have concessions, seating areas, and some offices for anybody to use.
Well, Ken, I got to ask you, what made you decide to get involved in this property and then also continue on from just having an outdoor golf operation to putting the dome up and basically becoming a year-round golf facility?
Yeah, so I played sports a long time. I love sports. I love kids. I love the community. I started another project nearby, and it didn't go so well. And I just wanted to really contribute something that could bring families together, give kids a place to go and realize their dreams. And so the golf course is one thing, but we have the golf dome. We have sports hard court building that's going to come online hopefully next year. We're going to put a little par 3 course out front, like a Cradle at Pinehurst or a Sand Valley Sandbox, much like that. We have a light show. Our holiday light show is going right now. It's phenomenal. 2.5 miles of holiday lights, and you're in your car. You bring the hot chocolate blanket. You don't have to get cold. It's wonderful. And that is also going to serve as our 5K racetrack. Hopefully next year we'll get 5Ks going. And so the hard court building, we're going to build greenhouses, we hope, for adult disability programs. So they can come, they can plant, grow, harvest, and sell plants, vegetables, flowers into the open market, a self-sustaining thing. And then the last thing, we'll probably get a pickleball center going with a bunch of pickleball courts. We'll see how that goes as well. So yeah, there's something for everyone here, and we're really excited about it. It's 205 acres in the heart of the North Shore, so it's good stuff.
Well, it sounds like you've packed a lot into a little space, and the golf dome here is absolutely amazing. I've been to pretty much all of them around the Chicagoland area, and just to step in here and say, geez, look how far it goes, and you could park airplanes in here. And I know you've got golf going on in here, but you've got other things going on in here as well.
Yeah, we have kids. So we only have the golf going from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And then at night, we pick up the balls, and then 4 o'clock, the kids come in. They play soccer. We have a big flag football program that's just exploding right now. We have that on Friday nights and Sundays. And then on the weekends, we do tournaments. Most weekends, we do sports tournaments of some kind in here. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. You mentioned parking planes in here. We actually have guys that come in here and fly the little remote planes at times, too.
And that's, I'm sure, a lot of fun for them.
Yeah.
But you've got different programs going on with the soccer and different things. But other than giving people a place to hit some golf balls in the morning, what more are you looking at in addition to some of the sponsorship signery and things like that for what you might do here golf-wise?
Golf-wise, inside the dome? I mean, there's unlimited ideas. We have tournaments. We have charity events scheduled. We're going to have targets out there. We're going to get somebody to hit 5 balls for $5 or $10 for a charity. And if they get it in one of those nets that you see out there, they win part of the prize. And we've partnered with most of our charities are based on mental health or, you know, kids today are struggling in some ways. We're trying to help them, or disability programs. So we'll donate pretty much the proceeds to that charity. Our light show up top, we're partnered with Total Link to Community, which is a great organization. We're really happy we can help people like that.
Well, tell us a little bit about the light show. It looks like golf is bringing the holiday season. Golfers might enjoy driving around a golf course and seeing such a great, fantastic holiday light show.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have 2.5 miles of lights. It takes about 45 minutes to drive through at a normal pace. Hundreds of different displays. We have an area with construction displays. We have obviously the holiday, the Santas and the reindeer and all that stuff. We have a dinosaur section that the kids just absolutely go crazy over. We actually hide Frosty the Snowman. Every day we move Frosty somewhere, and there's a contest going where they try to find Frosty, and if they find Frosty, they take a picture of him, send a picture into us, and they're entered into a drawing for a free weekend at a local water park, indoor water park, which is really fun. Yeah, but we have a lot of expansion plans for the light show. We're hoping next year we can add food and some photo ops for the kids. And then the ultimate goal is to have a winter wonderland with an outdoor ice rink and a tubing hill and a bunch of tents with different activities in the winter. So it feels like a different country, as you know, Rory. It feels like a different country up. Feels like you're in Ireland, really, when you're on top of the hill. You feel totally isolated from what's going on around. It's just a great venue for so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken, I got to ask you, any plans? Is Santa coming yet? Or has he been here?
Santa hasn't been here yet. We're trying to get Santa to come the 10 days before Christmas. We're trying to get him to come visit our clubhouse and hang out with some kids. We don't have that set yet, but if we do get it set, we'll make sure everybody knows about it. Yeah, we're really excited about that. Our clubhouse is beautiful. We renovated it small, 2,500 square feet, but it's beautiful, and Santa would love to hang out there for 10 days.
Well, Kent, let me ask you. I know you mentioned it in the past, and I think you were hoping to have this project going already, but if it wasn't last year, maybe it'll be right here in 2024. Par 3 golf course on the property, and you've got one of the area's top architects, Greg Martin, involved. Tell us a little bit more.
Greg is amazing. Yeah, the front face of the hill that faces Willow Road is going to be 9 holes, and there's a chance we could fit 18 down the road, but right now it's going to be 9 holes, and it's 50 to 75 yard shots. There's a couple holes that go over 100 yards if you want them to, but you basically go out there with your buddies. You can go barefoot. You take two clubs, maybe 3 clubs at the most, and maybe grab a drink along the way and enjoy the beautiful views of the skyline of Chicago, as well as the sunsets. And we'll have Adirondack chairs on top of the hill looking down at everybody on our new driving range that we're reconfiguring. So now we don't hit into the sun. We'll have 330 or 340 yards of landing area. So yeah, it's going to be a golf paradise. I think a lot of guys will love that short course.
Well, I know that you were doing some work, I believe, last summer on your driving range. How'd you improve it? How'd you expand it?
We're still working on the driving range. I hope to have it all graded and done in the spring, and then we'll grow it in, and we hope to hit the first ball sometime right around 4th of July. It used to go into the sun from east to west, and now we'll be hitting from south to north. We'll be standing on top of the hill, again, looking back at the beautiful skyline with no sun in our eyes, with a much longer landing area, and we'll have a little building there with for the balls, to get the balls and some concessions as well. And again, Adirondack chairs all over the place, watching everybody doing whatever they do golf-wise.
So how much do you play golf? It sounds like from some of the golf projects you're doing here that you got a little bit of golf junkie in you.
I used to play all the time, and I was never very good. I played Sunset Ridge Country Club and played 100 rounds plus about 4 or 5 years of my life and didn't get much better. I could hit it a long way, but I could never hit it straight. I love golf, but honestly, over the last 4 years now since we've gotten this, I've played 9 holes with my son on his birthday every year, and that's pretty much it. And that's fine for right now, but I'm going to pick up the game again in the next couple years when we're done doing everything we're doing here.
Well, yeah. Some people say the first way to play less golf is to work in the golf business, and trust me, I know a little bit about that myself.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of time. We have a team of people here who are passionate about everything we're doing, and we're working 18 hours a day, and we'll do that for another 2 years, and then hopefully we can sit back and relax and enjoy what we've created, and hopefully the whole community. We're getting great reviews on pretty much everything we're doing right now, and that's, you know, that makes us even work harder. So in the end, it should be a paradise, not only for golf, but for others. All sports will have some representation of every sport on this 205 acres.
So. Tell me what you had to go through to get a dome this big. I mean, people that have been going to golf domes in the Chicago area probably since Mike Monroe's White Pines Dome was about the first one around 1991-ish or so, they've been going to the Misswood Dome or Buffalo Grove Dome or Links and Tees, or, you know, now there's another new dome out past Aurora. And, you know, you talk to people that have some knowledge about golf domes, they'll say, you know what, we've never seen one as big as yours. And, you know, people say this has got to be the biggest one ever in Chicago. And what did it take to go through and to find the people to be able to put together a dome of this size before? Because it's just it hasn't been the norm here.
Yeah, we have an incredible dome company called the Farley Group. They're out of Canada, and they built this dome, and I would highly recommend them to anyone who is interested in doing a dome. The challenges we faced here, we're on a landfill, and this used to be a hill here, and now it's flat. So we had to do extensive groundwork to get it to this point, and we had engineers and everybody verify everything we were doing to make sure we could do it, and just got really lucky that this part of the landfill was strong enough to hold up what we have here. And so, but once we got done with all the grading, the Farley Group took over, put it up, and it's just been phenomenal. Again, best dome company. I did extensive research into dome companies and really, really appreciate everything they did for us.
Well, any final message to golfers and maybe golfers that want to mix a little holiday spirit when they come to Willow Hill?
Yeah, we'd love to see everybody out here. We haven't done a lot of marketing because, as you can tell, we're just getting done with all the parking lot improvements and landscaping. So we hope in January we'll go on a marketing initiative to get more people aware of our location and do some special stuff, maybe some tournaments and some charity work and stuff like that, to just bring all kinds of different people and introduce them to this wonderful game of golf that I know you love dearly. And when they come here, they can just wait. If they get here later in the afternoon, they can drive through our holiday light show and then come back and watch kids play sports. And it's a wonderful place with so many opportunities for everyone who comes here.
Online, yeah. Let me guess, willowhilldome.com or something?
Good guess, Rory. willowhilldome.com and then willowhilllights.com. And Willow Hill, surprisingly, willowhillgolf.com. And everything we do, it'll be Willow Hill Courts down the road and Willow Hill Greenhouses and Willow Hill Rackets, hopefully. But those aren't active yet, so.
Kent, thanks so much for joining us. And this indoor golf dome facility just looks amazing. Thanks for joining us on Golfers on Golf.